Now, we come in verses 17 through 21, the relationship to unbelievers. Now, we live in a world of unbelievers. What is to be our relationship? Recompense to no man evil for evil. That's something a believer needs to be very careful about in his relationship to the world outside. Provide things honest in the sight of all men. And there's nothing that has hurt the cause of Christ more than a dishonest Christian out there in the world. The world, you see, is not interested in whether you are a premillennialist or whether you believe in election or free will. In fact, the world's not even concerned about that. But they do want to know whether you pay your honest debts, whether you're truthful or not. They're very much interested in that. Are you a person that can be depended on? Would you make a good friend of an unbeliever? Could he depend on you? May I say that this is better than giving out tracts. And again, if I may use an illustration, that Negro man down in Memphis, Tennessee, a white man came by and handed him a tract. He said, "What is that?" He said, "That's a tract. I want you to read it." He said, "I don't read." He said, "But I'll tell you what I'll do. I'll watch your tract." My friend, it's not the track you give out. It's the track that you're making through this world. May I say to you, that Negro man was accurate. Oh, how accurate that is. The world's watching the tracks that you make, not the tracks you give out. Don't misunderstand me. We should give out tracks, but we sure better have a life that'll back it up if you're going to start giving out tracks. Now he says, recompense to no man evil for evil. Provide things honest in the sight of all men. And I love this. If it be possible, as much as lieth in you, live peaceably with all men. And my friends, I like that because there's some people you just can't get along with them. They won't let you get along with them. But as much as possible. A dear lady who lived alone, a very wonderful Christian, called me one day and said she had a neighbor she couldn't get along with. Well, I thought maybe this lady here was living alone, might be a little difficult. But she's a wonderful Christian, I knew that. And she wanted to know if I'd come out and talk to the neighbor. And I came out and talked to the neighbor. And I want to tell you, that neighbor told me what she thought of me also, as well as her neighbor. And so I just went back next door, told this wonderful Christian, I said, "I think you don't need to worry about her anymore. You can't get along with her. Nobody can get along with that woman." I said, "Just forget it." I said, "But just as much as within you." He didn't say you had to get along with them, but just do the best you can. This is an area, by the way, which is quite wonderful. There are a lot of folk you can't get along with.